This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by The Station. The Station is downtown Dixon's premier event venue. Located inside historic Mulberry Mill, The Station is a perfect space for a wedding or reception, birthday party or baby shower, conference or class, photo or video shoot, and even a live music performance. Just a quick 45-minute commute from Nashville, Clarksville, and Columbia, The Station provides your guests with a classy and convenient experience in the heart of downtown Dixon's up-and-coming environment. To book your next event, please contact Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or email her at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. It makes my heart happy when people do what they love.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing a huge movement in that right now with kind of the wild and crazy world we're living in as far as, people leaving kind of the office scene and working from home.
Yeah.
Or whatever kind of mandates they may put into place or not, you know, or just people kind of in general getting a little tired of the 9 to 5.
Yeah. You know? Well, and even transitioning to working from home, my office was in Brentwood, so that saved me 2 hours a day already just by not having to drive to work, where I could pick up doing other stuff, whether it be laundry or pasta or whatever.
Those 2 hours.
It was like
huge.
2 hours were just like so much more time.
Yep.
Just not going there every day. Yeah. So that alone, I think, leaves people with more time. Whereas before it'd be like, oh, you get home from work, you got to make your dinner. And then it's just like, you got to go to bed. There was no time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now I feel like if you're working from home, even if you're still that 9 to 5 schedule,
sure,
you're still saving time, not having to go back and forth and all that kind of thing.
You're within the general area of where you can get other stuff done as well, too. And it saves you a lot of just mental anguish in general. I had a job in Nashville when I was living in Dixon. It was actually in Hundred Oaks. But it was like hour to work every day, hour back home, both during rush hour, and you're just sitting there wanting to beat your head against the steering wheel and just scream. I did a couple times, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
So you make a change. And a lot of people, just like you, there's a mass exodus from kind of the city life almost. I mean, even, California, New York, places like that, but obviously Nashville as well too, maybe it's just some of the middle big ones kind of.
Yeah. I mean, the towns that I grew up in and then went to college were bigger than Dixon, but not huge.
Sure.
And then of course you get out of college and you're like, I'm going to go live in a city. This is going to be great. And then you live there for a while and it's just a lot.
It's so much to deal with all the time. I was, when did I go there last? Oh, I had to go buy a bunch of equipment for my, business I started at Guitar Center in Hundred Oaks. And it was supposed to be shipped that day, that morning. They said it was on the way, it'll be here by like 11 o'clock. So I showed up at like 10:30 and kind of was getting around, getting everything organized. Well, they were like, it's not here. So there, I went to grab some lunch, called them, wasn't there. I ended up having to spend the entire day in Nashville.
Yeah.
I was driving around, almost had a panic attack. I haven't driven around in Nashville in a long time. Like, we'll maybe go, like, me and Anna Claire's hideout is Jonathan's, or we'll go to Blue Moon over there off Robertson, right on the water. Yeah, that's such a great spot. We'll go there, maybe a place in Bellevue, and on a special night, we may go into downtown, but neither one of us, like, at all, because you got to pay to park, then you got to get an Uber somewhere.
We went to Greenville, South Carolina, just for like a long weekend in June, and we pulled into this parking garage, and it was like $7 per day, and we were like, "What? We can stay here for a week."
I can't buy my car. Yeah. This is great.
And we were like, "Oh my gosh, it's like $7 every 30 minutes in Nashville."
Oh yeah, it's terrible. It's awful. And there's just. There's those bird scooters driving around everywhere, and there's people with dogs and people being real fit and running around. And like, I'm just not used to having my head on a swivel driving around Dixon.
It is all the time.
Yeah. People of all ages, kids just running around, jumping out in the middle of the street, construction going on everywhere.
Yes.
As soon as I got out of Davidson County, like, I felt like a cross was lifted off my shoulder. I got my equipment that evening, so I was real happy about that. But I got back into Dixon, and I was talking to some other people the other day, too, that, you know, whenever they travel out of town, like, it's great. But, like, as soon as you kind of cross that Dixon County line, you're like, all right, I'm home.
Yeah.
And it's so comfortable.
I just feel like, Burns is a little bit further out, but we're, like, 10 minutes from Kroger or Walmart or wherever you need to go in downtown. It's not hard at all. But when you drive to our house, people are like, you live in the middle of nowhere. Sure. Like, there is nothing out here, which is kind of the point.
Right, exactly.
but then, like, it's just hard to, there's that, like, pocket in between basically Bellevue and Dixon where there's nothing.
Not a bit.
I mean, there's no restaurant. There's nothing. So I feel like you've got to make your jump. If you're going to go to Dixon, like, go ahead. I mean, we love it. I'll never go back to Bellevue or Nashville.
Yeah, at all.
It's just too much.
No.
Way too much.
Yeah, and the void of, you know, Bellevue and then Kingston Springs and Fairview is kind of what you've got. And Fairview, I like Fairview. And I don't know, with it being in Williamson County, I don't know why it isn't more developed than what it is, you know? I mean, it just got so much potential.
It's easy to get to.
So easy.
Yeah.
So easy to get to. I mean, you've got an 840 exit right there, too, so... I mean, you can kind of jump from even Murfreesboro, really. I mean, it's just easy to kind of dump off into Fairview and Tawa. I mean, even grow up in Bellevue my whole life, like, I've always wondered, okay, this is Williamson County. Like, I feel like Williamson County is supposed to have the bouginess. It may not be real clustered and close, but, like, it's supposed to be a bunch of bouginess there. So that's one of the things. Like, if you live in Fairview, you're paying Williamson County taxes.
Yes.
But you don't have the amenities that, you know, the Franklins or Spring Hills or anything like that does.
Yeah. We actually looked at a couple houses in Fairview when we were, like, leaving Nashville, and I mean, luckily we didn't you know, win any of them or choose any of them, but yeah, I would agree.
It's a little more inconvenient than Dixon almost.
Yeah,
I mean, because you've got to go all the way into Bellevue with where there really is nothing. I mean, it's in just dark roads too to get anything done. Kingston Springs, nothing's going to happen there. I mean, the topography there is terrible for more commercial development, and all the farms are bought up by super rich people, and downtown area's got its own little niche, you know. Sky King Pizza's the bee's knees. It's so good. They could use a couple more things, but I don't think people there really care. I think they're just there to hide out for the most part.
Yeah, and I feel like their downtown doesn't have opportunity for growth. Like, in Dixon, there are so many side streets that are ready to go.
Yep.
Like, 100%.
They're pinched off at the Harpeth River right there, so you can only go so far down there. And they've thrown a bunch of houses up. They could have expanded kind of behind there, but they decided to throw all those houses up and, I guess, squander that. But, so next thing you've got is Dixon, you know. And there's some real potential. The biggest issue in my mind right now that we have is internet, you know.
Ours goes out all the time.
It's so bad. Like... And I hate dealing with Comcast to the point where I just gave him the finger. I was like, all I want is your internet. I don't want your TV.
Yeah.
I've got Amazon and Spotify, but it's just a big complaint because there's a lot of opportunity for kind of larger businesses to come here and the work from home environment as well, too. People want some land, but hell, you go 5 minutes outside of downtown, down 48, and you don't have internet. Like, that's pretty silly. So I know they're really trying to make some strides towards broadband at the moment, but... Not too terribly sure what the red tape behind that one is, but I think it would... I say it every episode. I hope they hear me over there. I had Elizabeth Coons on, who's kind of the assistant to the director over there, and she was telling us some things about just how big the demand is. And I think they've got all the paperwork in place.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. It just needs to kind of be pushed through a little bit. So, because, I mean, hell, who knows? I mean, you have some kind of shutdown like you did last year.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate for those kids. I mean, talking about kids, like, you're talking... You've got kids that are being raised by their grandma in a trailer, and what do you expect them to do? Take this laptop and do something with it out in the middle of nowhere? Yeah, right.
I know. It's hard enough even with, like, regular internet to teach from home or to assist with homework and, you know, working from home and school from home. And now, I can't remember last year if they did it. I think they did it this way, but now they just, like, stream all their classes live.
Yeah.
And so you have to, like, log in at class time and, like, be ready to view. And that was a lot for me. Cause when I was a kid, if you were sick or whatever, you were just, like, not at school. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just the end of it. Like, there was nothing to do.
Ferris Bueller's day off at that point. Yeah.
It was just like chicken soup in front of the TV. You were done. But now it's like, okay, here's your entire day planned out. And I, yeah, if there were no internet or if we didn't have internet,
sure,
I don't know what you do. Like, I don't know how
you'd
that
be
works.
Behind, you yeah. know, and you know, you're talking working from home is one thing because as right. an adult, you've got the flexibility to kind of get your stuff done, and then you've got time to do things in between. But trying to learn from home,
yeah,
you've got to be there. You've got to be sitting right there, and just all the distractions going on, mm-hmm. and you're taking away the personal relationship of it. You know, I'm sure there was a lot less questions asked right. and a lot more confusion.
Or I got the questions.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know the answer.
Do you know Common Core math?
Right.
Because I sure as heck don't.
I don't. They're like, but didn't you go to school? I'm like, yes, but not this way.
This is so different than what
like,
we had
write
to
down
do.
Your question, and when you get back to school, yeah. you can ask your question.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the answer.
Wow. So how does your niece like Dixon County High School?
She loves it.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids over there.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's quite a mix, too. I think my cousin went there. I didn't go there, but I've heard great things. Joey Hawley's good as well, too. So I think Dixon's got some really good schools. I really hope at some point Dixon gets to the point to where we can have a private school, of some, oh, yeah. a private high school of yeah. some sorts. Just the population growth enough. I think it's really important to kind of at least have that option for some people
right.
on some things. Just it's so different the way that it's learned and kind of how things go. Mm-hmm. And I think in that fashion as well, too, you would suck a lot of people yeah. out of Bellevue and the Nashville area to come buy a farm out here just yeah. because their kids can go to a private high school.
I totally agree.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, she did 8th grade at Burns Middle School and then is now at Dixon County. Burns Middle School is great.
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I have not been in there yet. It looks so beautiful.
We couldn't go in because it was like during COVID.
Absolutely.
So I didn't go in.
Yeah.
But she loved it. Her teachers were great.
That's so good.
It was awesome.
Good, good, good. Because I know there's a lot of controversy behind building that thing in the first place. And I'm glad they bit the bullet and did it. I mean, Dixon, you got to prepare.
Right.
You know, kind of for what the growth is. And I really pray Burns kind of decides to bite the bullet on a lot of things. And there's a couple little changes that they could make that would really just put them on the map. I mean, I can see Burns being, you know, like a Leaper's Fork type
yeah.
area. There's a real big potential for that. I mean,
yes.
you've got 96, like I said, that just runs all the way to Fairview.
Right.
That's the main vein right there. Mm-hmm. You can develop some
96
things over
is
there.
So busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any time that you come out of like a cross street to turn left, I mean, you're waiting like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yep.
Which is great. I mean, annoying when you're in the car, but
sure.
great if you had businesses along 96.
Yep. And they put that cut through right
mm-hmm.
there as well, too. So, I mean, they're putting money in for some infrastructure as well. But, and I think there's going to, Morgan said something about a big development that's going to go on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the ballpark.
Yeah. Thanks again to the station for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to book your next wedding or reception, baby shower or birthday party, conference or class, photo or video shoot, or even a live music performance, please reach out to Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or shoot her an email at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.